Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Citizen Voice Project. My name is Karina Morrison. I'm the producer and the host of this show. We have started a new series of shows. It's the Charity Spotlight series. And we're going to be spotlighting charities that are currently participating in the 2015 Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance Charity Fundraising Challenge this summer. It's a 12-week campaign that we are going to be spotlighting charities from a local to a national level and raising funds for them through our loyalty card program. Basically, the loyalty card program is not your ordinary discount card. You will get discounts at 26 fantastic charities in Safety Harbor. You'll get to be encouraged to visit a quaint little town in Pinellas County, Florida, and save money all year on some fantastic items from boutiques to bakeries to restaurants. And our website is S as in Sam, H, D as in dog, B as in boy, A.com. You can get your loyalty card discount cards there. They are $50 with the majority of the proceeds going to all the charities that are in the competition. Today's show, we're going to be spotlighting Mothers of Minors with Andrea Lynette Clark. She's the founder and an all-around great lady. And I'm going to embarrass her in a minute because she's definitely a trooper, bless her heart. She's airing on the show live from her hospital room because she had an accident this weekend. So thank you so much, Andrea, for everything that you're doing and for being a trooper and calling in tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
You're welcome. What I'd like to start with is your mission for Mothers of Minors and what inspired you to start your charity.
Okay. Well, our mission is to assist single parent homes. You know, it's called Mothers of Minors because the majority of single parents actually is the mom, but we do know that sometimes it can be a dad or an aunt or an uncle or a cousin, you know, just somebody who stepped in that single parent spot. So we are helping, you know, all single parent homes to assist them with resources, referrals, to, you know, if we can assist to other local charities or nonprofit organizations that can assist, we're going to be, you know, in the future offering parenting classes, budgeting classes, anything that will help advance the single parent to the next level of dependence, of independency, so that they can continue to grow within themselves. What prompted me to start Mothers of Minors?
Your inspiration for Mothers of Minors was because you found yourself in somewhat of a similar situation, correct?
Correct. I started Mothers of Minors because I'm a single parent of four. I didn't start out that way, but it ended up that way. And as a single parent, I've always had a decent job, what they consider in society as a decent job. But there were times when, you know, it was hard to make ends meet or, you know, even just to put food over the table and cover the basic necessities of the household because of an unsuspected bill or increase in the bill. And because I had what they considered a decent job, I was always told I made too much money. So I couldn't get the assistance that is, you know, that is normally told that is available, but it's not available to everybody.
Right. And so, and that's what frustrates me because I see that happening in the community as well, and it tends to keep people down instead of, you know, inspiring them to get the better job or work more hours or, you know, or because when they go for that little bit of assistance that they may need in an emergency situation, the social programs are telling them that they're working too hard, and if they want any assistance, they have to cut back. And that's not how we should do our neighbors.
Correct. You know, they can't get food stamps, for instance. You know, they're 5 cents to, you know, a couple of dollars over what that minimum guideline is, they're turned down, you know, and all it takes is one bill to increase, and that doesn't make a difference. But they don't look at a lot of the bills that are going out too, and they're looking at the gross and not the net. So, you know, if we all brought home our gross pay, then we wouldn't need the assistance. But we, as we know, we don't bring home gross, we bring home net after everybody else has had their hands in deep in the pocket.
Right.
Right.
Now, you have some phenomenal stories, and I want you to just share some of the stories from the people that you've helped, and to inspire our listeners on how their small donation, or even, you know, if they volunteer for you or whatever, how that really matters in so many people's lives.
I'm sorry, Corinne, can you repeat that? I had a little bit of an interruption just here.
Oh, that's okay. You've got some amazing stories of people that you've already helped through your project, and I would like for you to just let our listeners know some of the amazing things that you've been able to do for others.
Okay, I can definitely do that. You know, one that really touches my heart is a single mom who relocated for her job. And she found herself, you know, in between her permanent living and where she was staying until the, you know, she had all the funds that she needed for her permanent residence. So she was living in like an efficiency or bungalow up in Auburndale, Florida, which is up in Polk County. She was about $50-something dollars short of, I guess, what would be her weekly rent to rent the bungalow. And she, you know, she had pawned things. She had gotten rid of everything that she could, you know, put her hands on to come up with the money, but she was still about $50 short. And she went to the office, and she wanted to ask, you know, to see if they would just at least wait till in the morning so she can find somewhere else to, you know, to get the money from. She had a couple of other things that she thought she could pawn that would possibly, you know, generate that money. And the owner basically said, no, either you give me the money or you and your daughter have to get out. So with her daughter, it was about 10 o'clock at night in the middle of a thunderstorm. And basically, you know, she had nowhere to go. She was in an area. She didn't know anybody. She had nowhere to go. So, you know, she gave me a call, and I reached out to the owner and, you know, paid the difference so that at least they were able to stay in the location until, you know, until she was able to move into her permanent home. So she's now, you know, in her permanent spot and, you know, doing very well up in Auburndale. But, you know, she did have that, you know, that one situation. And again, it was just because she was in between paychecks and having made a big move from Pinellas County to Polk County that she found herself in a situation and there was nobody there to help.
Right, and she moved there to better her life for her and her daughter for a better job, right?
Right. She stayed with the same company, but it was, yes, to get a better job, to try to, you know, better the life for her and her daughter, to get her out of, you know, an area, you know, kind of put it into a more better situation. And, you know, she got up there and, I mean, she loves it up there. You know, I mean, I still stay in contact with her. She loves it up there, but it was just that starting, you know, and getting her and her daughter into somewhere that was where she could afford it, you know, because, the housing there compared to sometimes here in Pinellas County was a little bit more manageable for her. So it was definitely a good move all the way around in the end. But it just was that rough start, in the beginning when she first moved there.
Right. And there's really, really not any, like, government programs, especially, that you could call at 10 o'clock at night and say, hey, I just need this help just this one time. And I'm sure that she'll pay it forward in the future, too, when she gets on her feet better.
Well, actually, she is paying it forward already. She's actually crocheting blankets for our upcoming baby shower. So she's doing that for us for each participant. We're trying to aim for at least 30 girls. So she is crocheting us 30 blankets for the young ladies that are attending the baby shower. So she is already paying it forward.
That is so awesome. Hey, let's definitely give a promotion to your Showers of Love baby shower, because I really think that that's a neat project that Mothers of Minors is sponsoring as well.
Yeah, we're doing the Showers of Love baby shower on July 25th from 1 to 4, and it's going to be at the Clearwater Martin Luther King Jr. Neighborhood Center Coalition on 1201 Douglas Avenue in Clearwater, Florida. It is open to basically anyone ages 13 and above for if they're in need of help either in their third trimester and or already have had the baby up until about a year to 2 years old. We're offering help. It's going to be a full-fledged baby shower experience. I'm going to have a couple of baby shower games. We're going to have some guest speakers. We're going to have food and music. It's just going to be pampering these young ladies to where they will get the experience that they probably would never get otherwise.
That's terrific. And you're looking for our sponsors for the baby shower, right?
Correct. We have a list on our website, which is www.m as in Mary, O as in Oscar, M as in Mary, I as in Ice, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, L as in Larry.org. There's also, if you know of anybody that needs the assistance or needs to register for the baby shower, they can register online or print the registration form out and mail it in. But we are taking donations. We are taking sponsorships. We have gotten sponsorship from, you know, Community Learning Center is one of our sponsors. Consumer Energy Solutions is one of our sponsors. Firehouse Subs, Publix, just to name a few, because there's quite a bit. Martin Luther King Coalition Center is also, you know, a sponsor, allowing us to hold the event at their location. We got quite a bit. Simply Delights is going to be doing our decorations and, you know, some of our catering. So we have an abundance of sponsors that are already on board, but there's never enough because there's always more that we can do because I want this to be an ongoing thing that even, you know, after the baby shower and, of course, to the Charity Coalition, who also held a luncheon on May 27th where we were a spotlight and we collected 15 individual bags of Pampers, four cases of Pampers, and then we had about 35 individual bags of wipes and about 3 cases of wipes that were donated on behalf of the baby shower. So, we're definitely getting a lot of things donated, but there's so much more that these young ladies will need for these unborn babies that it's never enough. So anything that anyone can give or do is always greatly appreciated, and there's no donations that are too small.
That's true. And that's, I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. They're like, oh, you know, I only have a few dollars. My few dollars won't matter. But a few dollars multiplied by 100 good souls makes, you know, a few hundred dollars, and that will make a difference. So
correct.
Now,
correct.
Being a part of the Safe Harbor Downtown Business Alliance Charity Fundraising Challenge, we are definitely hoping to, you know, make your charity, make the community more aware of what your charity is offering and raising some money for you in the meantime. So I do want you to tell another story that I've heard, and that was at the Charity Coalition Luncheon that was held at the Fort Harrison, where you guys were the spotlight charity. About the grandmother that needed to go get her grandkids from, where was it, Ocala?
Ocala, yes, ma'am. We had she was about 62-year-old. She received a call in the middle of the night from her daughter telling her that she needed to come and get her grandkids, otherwise the grandkids were going into foster care. It was late at night, you know, so the grandmother had to get on the road and drive from Pinellas County to Ocala to pick up these two young children. She didn't know how, you know, basically she was picking them up because as a grandmother, you're not going to see your grandkids, of course, outside, or you don't want them in the system. So, you know, she did what any normal grandparent would do, but still not knowing when you get back, really the reality of it all is, what am I going to do with two kids and, you know, on a fixed income, of course. So what we did was we were able to go out and get a couple of Walmart gift cards. We got her a couple of McDonald's gift cards because, you know, by getting them at the last minute, this would help if she didn't feel like cooking or, you know, whatever. She had something to, you know, at least go and feed the kids with. You know, we gave her a list of available resources in her area. And, you know, she was totally appreciative of it because she really, you know, she was like, just the resources alone that we gave her, the packet with the different organizations that were out there, was a help to her because, you know, she didn't know. And that's a lot of the things we find out is that a lot of people are not aware of, you know, even if it's, you know, not as much resources, but they're not even aware of any resources that are available to them. So she found that so much help, you know, more helpful than anything that we could have done. But she was so appreciative of everything that we did to say that we didn't know her. We got her story actually from someone else. It wasn't her who reached out to us. It was someone else who reached out on her behalf. So, you know, it was totally unexpected to her to receive everything that we gave her. So, she, you know, she was very appreciative of that. And, you know, and it's, oh, like I said before, the, you know, a single parent home does not always necessarily mean it's the mother, the birth mother or the birth father. It can be an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, you know, even down to a complete stranger that took on the responsibility of some kids that they, you know, that they did not want to see go into the system or knew, you know, kind of knew of the person and just stepped in to help. So that's what we want to do is stand in that gap for when they fall into a situation that we can help as best we can. You know, sometimes funding is limited, but we do find our way to do the best we can to assist.
Well, and that's important, and you just mentioned something that's vital, and not a lot of people understand. Weaving your way through the maze of all of the assistance programs that are out there, and when you're in that kind of a situation, you're already overwhelmed, and, you know, maybe you don't have access to all internet or whatever, and you just need a helping hand to hand you, you know, here's a list of paper, or paper, and it's got a list of places that you can call or go to. I mean, that's just a huge, huge help for somebody in that situation, and it takes some of the emotional burden off of them.
Right, right. You know, and it takes away that, you know, who do I call? What do I do?
Right.
I don't know. You know what I mean? It definitely helps, you know, and sometimes that's where, you know, especially like when you have the, you know, the younger girl that we're really trying to reach out to, you know, they don't know. They don't know of the help. And they feel like, you know, especially like with the baby shower, we really want these girls to know that just because you're pregnant and maybe at a young age, that's not the end of it. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean that your life is over, that you can't continue to go on and do great things. And sometimes they get so discouraged and they're, you know, they're grown up in a situation to where, you know, they don't have that support of somebody saying, you know, okay, yes, you made a mistake. We all have. Now let's move forward. And they get stuck in this cycle that keeps them
right.
down, and they don't have to be that way. You know, I have raised four kids by myself and did pretty good. And, you know, and I mean, still struggling. You know, we all still struggle, but you can't let it defeats you. You have to understand that there's still better. You can still go on, and if you're still in high school, you can still complete high school, go on to college, go on to and do anything it is that you set your mind to. You just have to have the determination and the support, and that's what we want to do. We want to support them throughout so that they have that support and know that they, you know, just because they had a baby doesn't mean their life is over.
Right. Well, and I like that you're moving towards teaching them self-sufficiency on family budgeting and getting them, you know, getting them their GED if they want to go that route and maybe moving towards a technical career, you know, some kind of a, like, anything that they find passion in, because I see, unfortunately, in some of these kids these days, you know, I see a lack of passion and drive, and I think that, as, you know, as adults, that we need to encourage our kids to have dreams and to know that their dreams can come true, but that it takes a little bit of work. it's a little bit of work, but anybody can really do anything. We live in a great country, and we have wonderful neighbors like yourself, Andrea.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and that's all. I just want, because growing up, I sometimes didn't have, the people to sometimes push or that extra support. I've always been that strong, independent person where I can pretty much push myself, but sometimes you want that extra push. You want that extra support or somebody cheering you on from the sidelines. Yes, you can do this, because that just helps you, and motivates you to continue to go on. And sometimes that's what some people need. They need that motivation that knows that somebody out there cares enough to see them go for it and to help them go for it. And that's what I want to do. That's my biggest thing with Mothers of Miners, is I really wanted to grow into an organization that, not just saying, I want it to be where they know that when they come in the doors of Mothers of Miners, that they're coming in and they're like family. We're here to help you. We're not here to judge you. We're not here to make you feel bad or think. We're actually totally the opposite. We want to build on what you already have inside and just take it and enhance it.
Now, I do want our listeners to understand that Mothers of Miners is currently an all-volunteer organization. Andrea actually works. She works a full-time job, and she's a night owl like myself, so we're often on online chatting at 1, 2, 3 in the morning. I don't know when you sleep, let alone when I sleep. And it takes people with your determination and drive and heart to make a difference in our communities, because, neighbor to neighbor, I think we can help each other often a lot more efficiently mm-hmm. than somebody going to a government program.
Correct. And just to say, Mothers of Miners is officially a 501c3 organization. So if anyone does donate, it is, they do have the ability to claim it on their taxes and tax, purposes, so that, if they're interested in making a donation, that is available, and we do provide receipts, as such for their records.
Right. And for the podcast, if people want to share the podcast, we are airing live on Blog Talk Radio, and the show is Citizen Voice Project. And I do have your website listed on the podcast, and we will be sharing this on the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance website and our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Mothers of Miners also has a Twitter account as well. It's at MOMINCFL, right?
Yes, correct.
And now you know how much I've been feeding you guys. I'm doing a dual role tonight. I'm the host and producer of the Citizen Voice Project, but I'm also the charity manager for the fundraising. I developed the program, and I'm really wanting it to be successful, because we actually reviewed over 100 charities before we picked the 15 that are participating. And once again, Mothers of Miners is participating in the local level. So, because I'm not mean, and I wasn't going to make her compete with our national charities. And it just doesn't work out well that way. I've been in one of those contests before, and it just can get real ugly. So, everybody, all 15 charities will receive some kind of a donation. But there's 5 charities in each category. And there will be a first, a second, and a third place. And then the other 2 charities will definitely get a bonus. But we want to encourage everyone to check out all of our charities and definitely vote for the one that you would like to receive the largest percentage of the proceeds of the sales of the loyalty cards. It's not real often that you can get a discount card to save money all year and then know that the proceeds of the sales, of what you spend are all going to be, donated to charity. So that's kind of why I'm really inspired by this project and the fact that we're going to be hopefully, getting you significant amounts of funds and some attention in the community too.
Right. And I thank you, Karina. I know
you know, you're doing dual roles, but kind of you're doing about four or five roles today, because I do thank you for stuff that you've helped, you know, promote Mothers and Minors with, you know, as being a new, you know, organization. It's people like you that are amazing. You know, I appreciate everything, because sometimes, you know, it's hard when you're out there trying to start something from scratch and, you know, trying to get it known and trying to get it out there. And, you know, a lot of people are weary. So I appreciate everything that you've done, and look forward to working more with you and doing more great things in the community, because I think that you are awesome. And I appreciate the state, you know, the State of Harvard Downtown Business Alliance for, you know, selecting Mothers and Minors as one of their 15 charities. That means a great deal to us, and any funds that are you know, donated on that behalf, it will definitely be of great use to the young parents and the single moms and parents that we look to help in the near future.
Well, just to give everybody a little bit of insight, we did have some criteria when we were picking charities. One of them mainly was the charity, you know, actually maximizing their donations towards their mission? And you are definitely on the top of the list for, you know, maximizing the donations towards helping others. And because oftentimes people will donate to charities not understanding that about 80% of it goes to administration. And with the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance, we're most likely, I'm going to do my best, because I'm going to rely on every grassroots promotional no-cost effort that I can to get the word out. We're maximizing the proceeds of the cars to go to charity. So we're right around 75% to 80% of the money will all go to charity. There are some expenses that we can't get around, like printing costs and you know, paying for promotions. But other than that, we want to get it all to you guys so that you can help our neighbors in the community.
Well, thank you. That's awesome.
You're welcome. Now, once again, let's give a shout out to Mothers and Minors. You can find their website on this podcast. That's Citizen Voice Project on Blog Talk Radio. And we will be listing the link to the podcast on the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance Facebook page. I'm going to be working on the website tonight. We'll have a special page for all our podcasts for all of our charities. And we will definitely send it out through Twitter as well. The website for Mothers of Minors is M as in Mary, O, M as in Mary, I, N as in Nancy, C as in Cat, F as in Frank, L as in, oh, we'll go with Larry, .org. It's mominkflorida.org. Please check out the website, and definitely consider getting a loyalty card and voting for Mothers and Minors. Do you have anything that you'd like to wrap up with, Andrea?
Well, no, I just, you know, I again, thank you for the opportunity to be on your show today. You know, I look forward to, you know, my biggest thing now is looking forward to making the Showers of Love a huge success and to be able to help as many young women as we can. So again, if you know of anybody who needs the assistance, please encourage them to register so that we can make sure that these young moms have everything they need for these babies when they come home. And that's all I have.
Great. Yes, you can register for the Showers of Love. The registration form is on the Mothers of Minors website. And definitely consider donating towards this wonderful baby shower, a community baby shower, to offer inspiration to some young people that might not have had it in their regular life.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We are scheduling shows for our upcoming schedule. Will include all of our charities that want to participate on Citizen Voice Project to help get their stories out in the community. Once again, we're going to give a shout-out to Mothers of Minors and encourage everyone to visit the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance website and be inspired by the Charity Fundraising Challenge. Have a great night, everybody.
Good night.